Maybe you ought to call the police yourself, I said. Offer them a little of your expert help. Point out the stuff they missed, just like Angela Lansbury on Murder, She Wrote. I swung my legs into bed. She turned off the light. We lay there in darkness. When she spoke again, her tone was gentler. I don't like him, that's all. I don't like him, and I never have. Yeah, I said, I guess that's clear. And I didn't like the way he looked at Holly. Which meant, of course, as I found out eventually, that she hadn't liked the way Holly had looked at him. When she wasn't looking down at her plate, that was. I'd prefer you didn't ask him back to dinner, she said. I kept quiet. It was late. I was tired. It had been a hard day, a harder evening, and I was tired. The last thing I wanted was to have an argument with my wife when I was tired and she was worried. That's the sort of argument where one of you ends up spending the night on the couch. And the only way to stop an argument like that is to be quiet. In a marriage, words are like rain. And the land of a marriage is filled with dry washes and arroyos that can become raging rivers in almost the wink of an eye. The therapists believe in talk, but most of them are either divorced or queer. It's silence which is a marriage's best friend. Silence. After a while, my best friend rolled over on her side, away from me and into the place where she goes when she finally gives up the day. I lay awake a little while longer, thinking of a dusty little car, perhaps once white, parked nose down in the ditch beside a ranch road out in the Nevada desert, not too far from Caliente. The driver's side door standing open, the rearview mirror torn off its post and lying on the floor, the front seat sodden with blood and tracked over by the animals that had come to investigate, perhaps to sample. There was a man, they assumed he was a man, it almost always is, who had butchered 5 women out in that part of the world, 5 in 3 years, mostly during the time LT had been living with Lulu Bell. 4 of the women were transients. He would get them to stop somehow, then pull them out of their cars, rape them, dismember them with an axe, leave them a rise or two away for the buzzards and the crows and the weasels. The 5th one was an elderly rancher's wife. The police call this killer the Axe Man. As I write this, the Axe Man has not been captured, nor has he killed again. If Cynthia Lulu Bell Sims DeWitt was the Axe Man's 6th victim, then she has been his last, at least so far. There is still some question, however, as to whether or not she was his 6th victim. If not in most minds, that question exists in the part of LT's mind, which is still allowed to hope. The blood on the seat wasn't human blood, you see. It didn't take the Nevada State Forensics Unit 5 hours to determine that. The ranch hand who found Lulu Bell's Subaru saw a cloud of circling birds 1/2 mile away, and when he reached them, he found not a dismembered woman, but a dismembered dog. Little was left but bones and teeth. The predators and scavengers had had their day, and there's not much meat on a Jack Russell Terrier to begin with. The Axe Man most certainly got Frank. Lulu Bell's fate is probable, but far from certain. Perhaps, I thought, she is alive, singing Tie a Yellow Ribbon at the jailhouse in Ely, or Take a Message to Michael at the Rose of Santa Fe in Hawthorne, backed up by a 3-piece combo, old men trying to look young in red vests and black string ties. Or maybe she's blowing GM cowboys in Austin or Wendover, bending forward until her breasts press flat on her thighs beneath a calendar showing tulips in Holland, gripping set after set of flabby buttocks in her hands, and thinking about what to watch on TV that night when her shift is done. Perhaps she just pulled over to the side of the road and walked away. People do that. I know it. And you do too. Sometimes people just say, fuck it, and walk away. Maybe she left Frank behind, thinking someone would come along and give him a good home, only it was the Axe Man who came along and...